Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sell or Die podcast, the global premier personal development and sales podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling and my newest book, The Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, author of Sales in a New York Minute. We are interviewing leaders in business, sales, and personal development to give you the strategies it takes to make more sales and make more money.
Strategies that you can take out into the street and turn into money 1 minute after you hear them.
In a manifesto moment?
Well, no, more like in a New York Minute.
Oh, thank you to all the diehards out there supporting us with listens and five-star reviews.
Be a star on Sell or Die. Leave your own review. Come on. Go to your computer right now. Go to iTunes right now and write down, type down, talk down exactly how you feel about this podcast and how it might affect others.
All right. I want you to enjoy today's show. Take notes and tell us what you think on our Sell or Die Hard official Facebook group.
All right, let's get to it. It's time to sell or die. Hello and welcome to Motivation Monday. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and we just launched a new book called Get Shit Done. Go for it. It's on Amazon. It'll be the number one, at least new release, bestseller. And I'm here with my wife, the great, the lovely, the talented, the intelligent, Jen Gittimer.
Hey, hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Sell or Die. We have close to 2 million downloads. How freaking cool is that?
We're close.
You'll
see the cake here in the next week or two.
That's right. Well, not that soon, but soon. And
we're going to have the cake next week or two, not for the celebration, just to eat some cake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We are your go-to podcast for sales and personal development. We're so glad you pushed play. We are so glad you're here with us for today's Monday Motivation Monday episode on Sell or Die. Now, Jeffrey, we are recording this early in true like
it's
disclosure.
Not Monday,
it's not Monday, it's Friday.
Yeah.
And I am going on a
trip. But Motivation Friday has no onomatopoeia to it.
No. So we're going to release this on Monday, right?
Yeah.
So, but it's only a couple days early. So,
yeah.
But by Monday, your book still will not have, it will not be out there yet because you can pre-order it. You can get your copies and they will ship to you and be delivered to you by November 12th, a.k.a. also known as the day before my birthday.
Oh. Is November 12th a Tuesday?
Yes.
So they can buy it.
Buy it today, people, and it's really freaking good.
Yeah.
I know because I've read it a lot of times.
Yeah.
All right, but enough about the book. We talked a little bit about Get Shit Done last week, so if you're looking to get more shit done, pause this episode and listen to last week's episode and then come back to this one.
Yeah, or you can go to Amazon and click your Buy Now button, your one-click buy. So we're going to talk about some personal development this week for two reasons. Number one, we were privileged to participate in Joe Soto's mastermind yesterday, where a dozen or so people came from all over the world to sit and talk about what they wanted to do, where they wanted to grow. We had them in our home. We made them perform in our studio, and we spent the day in dialogue, and it was phenomenal.
It was so much fun. It was literally so much fun. And I was so jazzed by the end of the day and so energized by the end of the day just from their entrepreneurial spirit and their desires to grow and become better and all the things that we heard they've accomplished in the past year just by being in a mastermind together and getting that constant feedback, growth loop, and all that.
Not just from the leaders, but with one another.
Right. It was really, really cool.
How many of you, just put in the chat notes, have ever been in a mastermind?
Have you ever
participated? And it's funny. Joe is really a deep student of personal development. And I have a picture of a mastermind that was a press photo, genuine photo, of Henry Ford, Henry Firestone, John Burroughs, and Thomas Edison. What the hell did those guys talk about?
That would be cool to be a fly on the wall during
unbelievable
their conversations.
Discussions. And Napoleon Hill, the founder of the process, put together an understanding of what it takes to be in a mastermind. It is like-minded people that have no axe to grind against one another, that are willing to support each other with ideas and process that will help them grow.
So let's get into today's topic, which is all about three ways to grow yourself so that you can grow your sales. And so often people come to me, and probably to you too,
no,
Jeffrey.
They never come to me.
And they say, I want more sales. Oh, I want to make more sales. I want to grow my business. And they don't realize that there's a direct correlation between who you are as a person and who you are being and the revenue you're making.
I think that there's, let's talk about you, for example. You're leaving on an airplane today. That's why we're not doing Motivation Monday.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And you're going to be celebrating your birthday in a classroom.
Yep, I am.
And you always talk about personal development, but let's talk about us. What do we do for personal development our damn selves?
So I never tell you to do something that I don't personally do myself, okay?
Same here.
That's like, right, exactly, 100%. So if we are telling you that, like, go invest in yourself, it's because we invest in ourselves.
Yeah.
So I'm part of a $15,000 a year mastermind, coaching group, whatever you want to call it. And the price is important to tell you, not because I'm bragging, okay? It's important to tell you that because that is what, A, I could afford to invest in myself, or felt that, you know, whatever.
Comfortable.
Right, it was comfortable. But B, it's not a price, it's an investment. And that's really how I look at it.
Yeah.
Because I am thinking about, okay, if I invest this money in myself, how much... what is the X? What is the times amount, the ROI that I can get on my business because I'm growing myself? And that's how you have to look at it too. And so my coach is having a workshop, which happens to be on my birthday in California. And so I'm going out there, and the workshop is next week, the 13th and the 14th. And, you know, I want to talk about, I think what we should really talk about is not just like, okay, you need personal development, everyone says that. No, like, let's really dig into this. Like, how do you take personal development? How do you accept it into your mind? How do you activate it once you leave? What are all the things we do to put it into practice?
Number one, you find an event or a group that you think will enhance and support what it is you're trying to achieve. You find a group of like-minded people. That's number one. Number two, you look at, okay, what is the price of entry, the actual dollars that are out of your pocket to participate? And then you have to ask yourself some questions that compare that to the actual money that leaves your pocket. So for example, if it costs $10,000, you say to yourself, what's one sale worth to me?
Mm-hmm.
What's one idea worth to me? Because that might be $50,000. So you might want to up your ante, find a bigger group, find a $30,000 group, find a $40,000, find a $50,000 group. There's groups out there for $100,000.
Right. But like,
and
yeah.
They seem to be pervasive now. Like, they were unknown 5 years ago, and now all of a sudden they're all over the place. And yes, we're having one next year. And yes, we're going to do one with Joe Soto. So if you're interested, just put a little thing
in
the
chat. And I have one for female entrepreneurs
as
well.
Okay, but here's the bottom line. You have to look at it as something that will give you something back as well as you give something to others. You can't just go in this and go me, 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 me. You have to go in it with an open mind and be willing to give. The more you give, the more you're going to get.
So the first thing is find a group of like-minded people where you can grow. The second tip was what?
Put up the money.
Oh, invest in yourself. Right. And the third tip is be, for me at least, is be incredibly intentional with everything around it. So how you're investing your time in it, how you're showing up to it, how you're showing up to the group is how you're showing up in life. If you're participating in the Facebook group, if you're participating when you go to the workshops, if you're asking questions so that you can grow yourself, if you're being totally present or you're being on your phone, those are all indications of who you're being outside that classroom. So like the last 2 weeks, I personally have worked nonstop. I mean, like, I was up
I'm in the boat.
All night preparing slides for two different presentations. And I mean, like, all night. Like, I have, like, done, I have not done this kind of all-nighter since college. And I'm tired and I'm exhausted. And I thought, okay, I can keep going on this path that's unhealthy. Or, and show up to this event incredibly exhausted and, like, just try to catch up on sleep while I'm there. Or I could be incredibly intentional and leave a couple days early and relax and get my mojo back so that when it's time for this 2-day workshop, I am fully there. Boom. And so I cleared my calendar. I'm flying out to California tonight, which tonight it's Friday. And I have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all 3 days to just veg out, you know, and Tuesday. But I'm doing some fun stuff on Tuesday.
But here's the deal. You as a diehard, you as a listener, you as a Monday motivational participant need to understand the value of taking lessons for yourself and the value of being open when you arrive at the lesson giving place. Don't bring drama.
Oh yeah, please don't.
Keep your shit at home. If you got a dog that ran away or you got an aunt that's in the hospital.
If your dog ran away, don't go.
Yeah. But the bottom line is you're not there to solve your problems. You're there to get growth information that you can turn into money.
Well,
your problems are your issues, your drama. That's your own shit.
There are people I see who show up to these events and they say they want to learn. And one of the requirements of my group is that you're open and coachable. And you actually sign a contract at the very beginning saying that you have every intention to be open and coachable and receive the information and then take action. And so what I see happen too often and with particular people is they actually show up. And they go through the motions of being there and they take notes and they record stuff, but they're not coachable. And so diehard like you, I want you to think about this right now. If someone gave you the best advice ever today, how open are you to receiving it?
So let me share with you a strategy that I've had in my years of personal development. Someone is speaking, like I went to a Jim Rohn weekend. I went to several of them, but let's take one in particular where Jim is in the front of the audience and he's giving personal advice. And one of his pieces of advice is formal education will earn you a living. Self-education will earn you a fortune. And you decide how much you want to earn by how much you want to self-educate. Now, you can take that note down. But what I did is I always added to the note of what am I going to do about it? What are my intentions to do something with the information that I've just been given? So I'm writing like a madman. And still have all the notes, by the way. One day I'll...
Jeffrey never throws anything away.
Right. But I mean, I had the Jim Rohn notes occupy two entire legal pads. But I think that the important thing there is that you have to admit and you have to dedicate and you have to intend to do something about the note that you're taking. That will get you the ROI of a lifetime, not of an investment of $20,000 in something. You spend more than that on coffee.
So I think we're going into strategy four, which is how you use that information. What do we want to call this one?
Right. Putting it into action.
Love that. He's so succinct, isn't he?
So you put yourself in a situation where you go to these events and then you come home. And unfortunately, people have other shit to do.
Okay, I'm going to give you the strategy. Is that cool?
Yeah.
After the event that you go to, create an implementation day. So what I do when I'm note taking, I note take in Notability. It's like the best Apple iPad note app ever, in my opinion. And I make no affiliate commission off that, just legit what I use. And I note take a Notability. I record a lot of the things so I get the voice notes and I can transcribe them. But I also write down a lot of shit. And then I put one key word under each big section, which is action. And I highlight it. And I literally write, because you can highlight on your iPad. It's really cool. But I write what I'm going to do specifically. And that's exactly what you can do. And then if you set aside, so this is a 2-day event. Mm-hmm. If you set aside an extra day, a third day, which is your implementation day, then you can take all of your notes and begin to put them into practice, because that's the only way. You can go through to all the seminars in the world that you want. You can go to all the lectures. You can watch all the online workshops, digital summits, whatever you want to call them. But if you don't have that one key thing, which is action, and then actually do it, it doesn't mean shit.
So this is your challenge, diehards.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Go home and do what Jen has recommended. Record everything you intend to do. Make that your own podcast, literally. Put everything into words, and then you have the AirPods.
AirPods?
Yeah. I call them AirPods because you don't put them in
Jeffrey,
air.
You have the new ones now. You're like...
yeah. I'm 21st century schizoid.
You're an early adopter now because of me.
Anyway. If anybody knows what 21st century schizoid man was, please put that in the notes. It is.
He's referring to the watch party, because we're going to put this on a watch party. So if you're listening to this on the podcast, there are no notes to put that in. We apologize, but yeah.
Put it somewhere. Good. Send me an email, jeffrey@getimer.com. First person that does gets a brand new book of Get Shit Done autographed.
Can they Google it, or do they have to have already known what it is?
You got to know what it is.
Don't cheat. We'll know if you cheated.
So my philosophy about that is it takes time. You can't implement everything at once. And so what I've done over my lifetime is I put it in a Word doc so that I trip on it every once in a while. I'll put some notes on my bathroom mirror so that I have to see them on an every morning basis. And then I try to take action on one thing every day. You can't do everything at once. There's no Vulcan mind meld. There's no ability for you to get all of this stuff done. But you have to dedicate yourself to actually taking action and making it happen. If you don't do that, nothing will happen.
Yeah, and if you create that implementation day, you can plan out how and when you're going to take action. So if you're like, oh, I need to up my social media game, well, how are you going to do that? Are you going to just be like, oh, I'm just going
to
do it? No, it doesn't just happen like that. So
no,
are you going to start
VA.
To dedicate?
You need a VA.
Or, yeah,
for
you
that.
Need our VAs, which I can send you a link to if you're interested. But they're freaking amazing.
Yeah.
So maybe you need to dedicate an hour a week to doing something, and that's what you figure out during your implementation day. It's not actually putting every single thing into practice. I apologize if I miscommunicated that. It's figuring out how you're going to put all those things into practice and when. Those are the two key things, how and when.
So I'm going to go back to an original point. You come home from these pieces, from these days, and you have 72 unanswered emails and 38 calls that you need to make, and you go back to your old job, which is pissing on fires. And you're there all day long, and the glory, the glow of where you were somehow fades into every day. My recommendation is to try to do what I do, and that is wake up a little earlier, go to sleep a little later, and take that extra hour at the beginning of the day and the end of the day and devote that to your own personal get it done.
I love that.
Yeah, because if you don't, this will tell you what to do and how to do it. But I think from a standpoint of your seminars, it takes extra. If you're personal developing and you're trying to do something that you're currently not doing, that adds to your day and adds to your stuff. And most of the time, by the way, the people spend pissing on fires, it's genuinely that. Mm-hmm. They don't need to be doing that if they would do something that they just learned at that event.
That's
on how to bypass it or delegate it or just put it out of your life because it's not that important. That will help you more than anything. Dedicate an hour. Get up at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock or get up at 5 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock. Go to sleep at 11 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock and spend those hours on your device. Laptop is my device. And I write and I talk about, I put my ideas into action.
And legit, that's like what I did 2 weeks ago when I was in California, which is so easy because you're working, like for me, because I was working on East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
But sleeping,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so like,
yeah.
So like at 6 a.m. I can talk to our team because it's 9 a.m. here. So you just got to figure it out. And now if you've listened to this whole episode, because you just freaking love us, but you're like, I haven't invested in myself personally in a while, then you know what? Now is the time to do something about that. Find an event, find a networking event, find an educational event, find something in your area. It doesn't have to be totally about sales. It could be something about your hobby. Maybe you love to cook and maybe you would love a cooking class at Williams-Sonoma or wherever. Maybe you love, you're passionate about tennis. Go take a lesson. Like something that you love to do, just go invest in yourself. I promise it's going to feel really good. And think about, look at the calendar for next year. Like I already have, I think, so I have 1 week in Bali, which with the Manifestation Babe. And then I think I have 4 other personal development trips or workshops already mm-hmm. planned that I'm attending, not speaking at, but attending for myself. And so you can start planning this literally right now for next year.
If you want to know what the personal development mastermind looks like, just take a look at ours just to see how we're planning it. Do you know the URL?
Oh, no, it's a secret. So if...
Get out of here. It's not a secret.
It is a secret. It's extremely exclusive. It's only for people who are really going to be open and coachable.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't just give out the URL. It's an application thing.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I know. It's crazy. So if you're interested in it, just email helpme@gittimer.com.
That's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah, and just say you're interested in it, and then our team will connect with you to determine if it's a good fit. That kind of thing. Yeah.
So... take advantage of yourself. That's the whole deal. That personal development is all about, okay, what do you want to be when you grow up? Look at yourself in the mirror between now and the end of the year and say, what's next? How do I make sure that I stay ahead of the game? Because the game is changing rapidly.
Hell yeah.
And the more people that enter the game, the more complicated it becomes. And you have to have the understanding to take your time. There's no rush in doing this, but there is urgency in doing it. You don't have to rush into something, but you give yourself a little bit of time to think about, what do I really want to do? And how am I doing that right now? Because if you do what you want to do, if you go in the direction that you want to go, I promise you, you're going to get there a hell of a lot faster with some personal development. And that's where we are today. And that, my dear, is the story.
Yes.
On now, Motivation
listen,
Monday.
Coming up this week, we have an amazing episode with our friend from Dialpad. Actually, he just became our friend because we met him interviewing him.
Yeah.
You need to listen to tomorrow's episode. But until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
Ooh. And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, her secretary. And I'm going to challenge you to get out there and make a few sales, get some personal development, invest in yourself, even if your ass falls off.
Peace.
Another fantastic episode of Sell or Die is now in the books.
Let's let the listener be the judge of that.
You can be. Subscribe. Rate and review our show today. In fact, right now.
Or if that sounds too complicated, tell a friend.
Tell both your friends.
Because if you're not selling,
you're dying.
We're leaving.
Au revoir.
Shalom.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.